Well, I think the key issue is, that it's, if you understand it in the wrong way, it's like an Atman, which is, of course, the big boogeyman in Buddhism. Like, nobody wants to go there. And that's exactly what happened. To my knowledge, there's no evidence that ever anybody in India said it's a non-Buddhist teaching. There's no evidence at all. And also in Tibet, nobody said that Buddha nature is not a Buddhist teaching. But the interpretation of what Buddha nature refers to differed greatly. And some people say, like, interpretations such as Dalpopa is not Buddhist, not because he's talking about Buddha nature, but because in some people's view, he's reifying it too much or making it to some kind of super Atman. And then that's just like a Hindu view. But of course, one has to consider that, of course, there was a lot of, sectarian rivalry, and to put some really bad label on something, then this is a tool to discredit some view, like right off the bat. Whether it's called, well, it's a Hindu teaching, or it's, Hashang Mahayana problem. But that seems to be the main thing. And of course, some schools emphasize more emptiness in a particular sense, like emptiness as a non-affirmative negation or non-implicative negation. And of course, those schools are strongly against anything that sounds like, Buddha nature is ultimately existent in any kind of way as, whatever, obviously. But then, obviously, other people have different ideas about it. But in the Tibetan tradition, you can also see that even within the Kagyu tradition, there's quite some nuances in terms of what that means. And not all of Kagyu masters, for example, say that all the Buddha qualities exist totally right from the beginning. Like, there's some make a distinction between, yeah, the Dharmakaya qualities do exist innately, but the Rupakaya qualities actually, they're just like more like seeds, and they need to be. They grow on the path versus, somebody like Dolpopa or Taranatha or Tomen Kongtrul, who are, you could say, pretty hardcore. Well, it's all there right from the beginning, and you just need to uncover it. And these days, I think for a lot of people in the Kagyu tradition in particular, I mean, they follow Tomen Kongtrul, as in so many other things, and but he's actually not presenting the original previous Kamakaji view, like, for example, Third Karmapa, who differs from Dalpopa in several respects. So, but Tomen Kongtrul follows Taranatha primarily, which is has some differences with, like, for example, Rangjung Dorje, and definitely with the Eighth Karmapa. So, but I think, yeah, the deal is basically about whether you just insist that emptiness is the be all end all, and then you have a problem with the qualities and the luminosity and all that stuff, especially if it sounds like it's reified. Or you follow more the disclosure model. So there's the extreme pole of it's just emptiness, period. And then there's the other extreme, well, it's all the qualities are there already from the very beginning, but there's many shades in between in presentations of Tibetan masters, and I think there still is a lot of work to be done still to tease those out, rather than going from, just talking about from one extreme to the other.